And we're saying hello now to Peter Pennell and saying congratulations on a great anniversary, 15 years of Angel Air. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, hello, David. And thank you for the congratulations. Yeah, it's great to be here still after 15 years.
I mean, did you ever think you'd get to your 15th anniversary with the label?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was never in doubt. Especially, I think, the way that we approached our business model, which, as you know, from our sort of previous discussions, has been based upon controlling rights for the world and the solar system. And those two words may seem very small, but in reality, as the market's changed over the years, it's meant that we've controlled rights for sync licensing for film, downloads, streaming, ringtones, etc., etc. So as CD sales decline, and believe me, they are declining, we're more than making up for it with income from other areas.
And that would be in terms of licensing and downloads?
Licensing, downloads, and also, I mean, we've just got a track in the new, if you have a child under 20 and ask them what Max Payne means, they'll tell you that's one of the top-rated games. Well, we've just got a track in Max Payne 3, which is the third series of that computer game, and things like that, etc. So all of those produce incremental income, which more than make up for the shortfall in physical sales of CDs.
Did you always have that thought at the very outset, Peter, that you could diversify?
Well, back in 2002, we were one of the first little independent labels to place our content on Napster the moment they went legal. A lot of people were saying, oh, you know, Napster, they were illegal downloads. But in 2002, I think it was, or 2003, it changed. So we started downloading, can you believe, nearly a decade ago. So two-thirds of our life as a label, we've been enjoying income from downloads. I mean, streaming, Spotify. I'm a generation that I don't understand Spotify. I want to either listen to my own music or listen to the radio and be surprised. But Spotify is growing month on month, where people go into their office, they go on their computer, and they set up the tracks they want to listen to for the day. And our tracks are on Spotify, which is, once again, the moment Spotify, we saw their business model was legal and legitimate, we put our content on.
The success of the label has partly been really embracing this new ways of listening to music, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I mean, I have a boring business background. When I started the label, you know, I'd been the managing director of a large PLC turning over about 140 million with 1,300 staff. So I'm a businessman first and foremost with a love of music. So anything I've done, I've approached as a business model and looked at a way that we can generate income. And anything we do, I think, okay, how can we generate income out of that? And if we're generating income, how can we generate incremental income? So all the time I'm looking for legitimate ways of exploiting what we've got. And every year it's been successful. Every year we've made a profit. We've never borrowed any money. We've always had cash in the bank, and we've always paid the artists.
Now let's go right back to early 1997 when you started out, and with the tagline, "Where the artist has a voice." Now, can you explain that?
Yeah, very simply, two words, John McCoy. Before 97, for 2 years, we were running an artist management company, which wasn't necessarily looking after artists and their day-to-day performing, but it was looking after artists and their back royalties, claiming income, etc. And so one day, John McCoy and I were talking, and he was one of our clients. He's the big, bad, bald-headed bass player in Gillan. And we were talking about some small company we couldn't get royalties out of, and John just, while we were sitting there chatting, said, well, why don't you start a label and run it like a business? And I looked at him and thought, that's not a bad idea. And I said, you know, quick as a flash, well, I'll split the profits 50-50 with you. And he said, yeah, okay, I'll give you my product. And so our very first album is John McCoy, Think Hard Again, and that was our catalogue 001. And from there, we just grew it. And we took the tagline, "Where the artists have a voice," because we wanted to involve the artists in every aspect of the release. So the majority of our artists get involved in the artwork, the liner notes, the remastering, etc. I look after the business side. They look after the creative side of producing the product.
OK, we're going to go right back to a true original on Angel Air that started the whole thing off back in 1997, and that was the album McCoy, Think Hard Again. It was a compilation of two John McCoy albums from the early 80s, and also recommended and also featuring this next track is the anthology 2CD set that came out on Angel Air in 2007. This is McCoy and Because You Lied.